Sean Anderson. Sean is about to do something I was never able to do. If you've listened to SLB for a long time, you know that I, when I was Sean's age and a little bit younger, learned to play the drums, kind of, but I was never coordinated enough to do what Sean is about to do. He's got a hi-hat, a bass drum, and a snare here with him today. And we're going to talk with Sean in a bit about what it's like to learn percussion. But first, I just thought we'd have him play a little bit. Sean, go ahead and share some of your talent with us. That was really great, and it's nice to have you here. How do you feel?
Good, a little nervous.
Yeah, you sound absolutely terrific. How long have you played?
Since fourth grade.
And do you remember? Since fourth grade, you were probably nine, and what grade are you going into now?
Seventh.
So you've played for about 3 years.
Yeah.
You're pretty accomplished for that. What made you interested in playing the drums?
When I first started, I just thought, I don't really think I need to practice too much. I mean, the drums seem kind of easy, and now that I'm into it, I love practicing all the time because there's so many different things that you don't realize. I mean, you have all of your limbs working at one time, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. What are some of the things that aren't evident to people that might surprise people about what you have to do when you play the drums that you didn't know about until you learned?
The percussion section in general is keeping the time of the entire band. And if the time goes off, percussion is pretty much responsible for that. Because they have to try to bring everybody back on time.
And you kind of stick out, right? If you're off, people can identify, oh, that's the percussion section.
Yeah.
And you have to, are you playing in an orchestra?
In band in school, and
yeah.
I'm going to be doing jazz band.
Oh, that's excellent. It does. I can remember that now that you mention it. Are there things that were hard to learn in terms of the coordination of, using both arms, both legs?
Yeah. I could use both my arms and the bass drum. But it was hard to get both my right foot and my left foot to work independently. I would get stuck using them both at the exact same time.
Which is probably the exact opposite of what you want to be able to do. How did you get by that hurdle? Do you remember? Did you have like a eureka, I figured it out? Or was it just sort of trying and trying and just getting better a little bit at a time?
It was trying stuff that I had no idea I really couldn't play very well. So things like when I was opening the hi-hat and hitting the bass on a different note, I was hitting, using the hi-hat on beat one, bass drum on beat three or something.
Yeah, it's interesting. Now, the hi-hat, by the way, if you're not familiar with it, are the two cymbals that sort of close in on each other, and you control them with a foot, right?
Yeah.
And you've also got a snare. Now, we talked a little bit off the air about rudiments because I was curious. So some of the ones that my memory is there are 23 I don't know if that's still correct.
There are 40 now.
Wow. That's inflation. There are 40. Do you happen to know if there used to be 23? Probably not, but
No.
I might be wrong. So can you demonstrate some of them? Certainly don't have to do all of them, but just so people understand, these are the building blocks of drumming, right? Things that you might incorporate into what you play freestyle or that might be necessary. I always thought of rudiments as ways to get out of a jam sometimes, too. If you need to go from one drum to another drum, you kind of have the muscle memory, right, to know what to do based on these building blocks. So can you share some?
Yeah, so the paradiddle is right, left, right, right, left, right, left, left, so. And it sounds like paradiddle, paradiddle. And then there's other things called drags where you hit with two little notes and then one accented note.
Can you do that again? That's neat. That sounds kind of military, right?
Yeah.
And do you have a few other ones you can share?
Yeah, there's the Rademacue, which is.
I forgot about that one. And then paradiddles can be double or triple, right?
Yeah.
Like right, right, left.
Right, left, right, right, left, left, right, right, or right, left, right, right, left, left.
Yeah, those could be hard to do. Your dad is here, and he's saying, I didn't know my son knew all of these things. This is a whole new language. And then are there any others, or do you have any that are really your favorites? We won't go through all 40. I don't want to. It's not like I'm quizzing you. I'm just curious if there are any others that you like.
My favorite is probably the triple Rademacue.
What does that sound like? Very cool. That kind of like that. Very cool. Why do you like that one so much, or just cause?
I don't know why I like it so much.
And flams exist, right? Flams.
Oh, yeah.
Flams are like two notes almost identical.
Two notes, just you're hitting one really light, next one really loud, but they're really close together, so it's.
Yeah, I'm forgetting about all of these. Before I forget, would you like to acknowledge anybody we just mentioned, your dad, but anybody else in your family? And we should point out that Johnson Baugh's Music Center helped you with getting drums as well as the Farina Foundation, right?
Yeah.
And anybody else you'd like to give a shout out to or acknowledge, teachers or friends?
My teacher, Ryan.
Excellent. Anybody else come to mind?
No.
Okay. I don't want to put you on the spot. It's really fun to hear you play. Now, you mentioned you're going in the jazz band.
Yep.
That's going to be a lot of fun. And do you think you'll go in the marching band if you looked at drummers?
Yeah. I'm really excited for marching band and jazz band.
I figured. Now, marching band, do you have to wait a little before that, or how soon? When will you be able to go into marching band?
High school.
Yeah, you're getting close. Actually, it won't be too long. Do you know what kind of drum you'd like to play?
Either quads or snare drum.
Okay, I played triples. I was never good enough to play snare in marching band. That's really takes a lot of skill. But I think you're good enough now to do that, if that's what you want to do. Is there anything else you'd like to say or share? I'd like to have you play again before we finish up, but is there anything else?
Nope.
Okay. Well, you're a great guest, and I'm happy that the Music Center, Johnston Baugh, could be with us today, and the foundation to help support your development as a musician. And do you want to sort of take us out with a little more freestyle, whatever you'd like to do?
Yeah, sure.